Cole Mabry, astronomer extraordinaire, is on the line. Morning, Cole. Now, the what is this again, Kim?
A meteor shower.
This meteor shower. When's the best time to have a look at this, Cole?
Around about 4 o'clock, between 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock, just before dawn starts to tinge the sky.
And are we expecting a lot of them, or are they just going to be sort of sporadic ones?
They're usually around about 20 per hour, so that's every 3 minutes, which is not fast by any means, you know.
And in which direction do we look to see them, Cole?
The best way is to put your head towards the north and lie down in an easy chair and try and get in as much of the sky as you possibly can. They emanate from the constellation Orion, and consequently they come out of there as a median point and then spread across the sky in different directions.
All right. And look, whilst you're here, we've heard a lot about NASA trying to land on a meteor. Is it a meteor? What are they doing, Cole?
Now, it's not a meteor. It's an asteroid, which is just a great big lump of rock or something. And it's orbiting the sun. And, of course, they're flying a probe there, and the probe is going to hover above it in the weak gravity that it has and lower down a probe and pick up in a clasp. Like, I thought of it like a kid's toy, you know, picking up those... chocolates and whatever. It picks up a bit of the asteroid and it brings it back, which is a marvellous feat.
It costs more than a dollar, though.
Yes, but you've got no idea how rich these things are in metals and stuff that we want. And so consequently, there's a lot of talk about mining them.
And how risky will that be?
Terribly risky, first off, but then so is all space. You know, space is very risky, first off. Well, think about it now. You never hear about the International Space Station, do you, as far as danger is concerned?
Yeah. No, that's true. All right, always good to talk to you, Cole. Thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's happening in our night sky.
Okay, Richard.